Well, they was native. They just grew here, but a certain kind of soil they'll go in, and others they won't.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's one little place here, and about a mile below me, there's another little point that goes into the swamp because there's a few goat on.
Mm-hmm.
But they was never protected or anything, so they didn't get to be big trees. You know, they draw about on them and things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty good size trees, but they, when I come here, these big oak trees are about bigger than, a little bigger than, about like a cover hammer, the size.
What tree was it that George Washington cut down?
Those were the trees.
Okay. Now, did you have
we have wild trees here, but not like he, like that tree is, but this is a wild tree. And they get right, you need a big damn thing, you get drunk if you can on anything you get.
Did you have a type of stuff that would give you, you know, break you out?
Oh, yes, you got that poison ivy.
Yeah.
You have to bust the head. And then they got reputable teammates. Ooh, a little bit of difference in it. It looks like it.
And teammate was red, right?
Yeah, and they put on a big bloom, blossom on the end. They're not blossom, but millions of little blossoms in one place. Stuck together like.
Okay, now, what about some of the berries you find around here?
Oh, yeah. Dewberries, huckleberries, blackberries.
Do you ever have red berries? Any sort of red?
Well, yes, I've seen a few of the trees, but very few of them. But the red berry looks, oh, they're quite a bit bigger than a huckleberry, but they're just red as they can be. And we was cow hunting, and I had a boy with me that knew what they was, and I told him, I said, look at that tree, how many berries on it. And he just jumped over my horse and went up in it and took the beat. I said, them things might kill you. He said, I can't help it, they're good. And he knew what they was, too. And he said, I got to eat some of them, but I never did up to them know what they was.
What do you call it? There were other, two other types of red berries that would grow on the ground. What would you call them?
Well, we have, like I say, dewberries and, and blackberries.
Do you ever have strawberries?
Oh, yeah. But you just have to plant them. They were I thought you were trying to get that stuff that, wild stuff that's been here all the time, you know.
Oh, I see.
And I said, yeah, we have strawberries, but you have to plant them and cultivate them. Then they have a some kind of a blackberry they've developed that runs on a vine. It's not a dewberry and it's not a blackberry.
Yeah,
I guess that's what it's called, but you can plant them and grow them in on an arbor.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people out in New Orleans have the arbor up and down there growing them. They're beautiful and nice, but I never did plant one of them.
Well, what about that type of berry you grow out back there? On a long, you know, kind of row, what you call them? Did you not see some of those up there?
Yeah, that's stepping on.
Yeah. What do you call it when you grow them on?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about some of the, you said you have the magnolia here. Do you have any other flowery bushes or things like that?
Oh, yeah, we have, a man is here with one of the plants that, bullberry, they bloom, and mummy pelota tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a small magnolia is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a tiny one, size of the big bushes. And then, there's several kind of things that grow in the woods that make beautiful flowers that people brought up around the houses and kept them, you know, and they bloom, they're called, well, yes, there's a lot of that, but this I was trying to think of a kind of shape like a big magnolia bloom. And man, give me a plant of it, and I grew it for 3 or 4 years and died out.